Philippine President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo is offering amnesty to members of the communist New People's Army who renounce their cause. The NPA has been waging a decades-long guerrilla war against the Philippine government, a war in which human rights groups accuse government security forces of blurring the lines between civilians and combatants. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
Human rights groups say the military has been waging what some call a dirty war against suspected leftists for several years now, pretty much since President Arroyo took office in 2001. Evangeline Hernandez says her daughter Benjeline, a 22-year-old activist working for an NGO, was one of the first victims, killed by paramilitary forces while she and two friends were gathering information in a rural village on the island of Mindanao.
The two girls were crying and pleading, "Please don't shoot. Don't kill us." And then before the perpetrators shoot them to kill them, to finish them, they crush the skull first and then shoot them to die.
Evangeline Hernandez says all three were killed. A 16-year-old boy who witnessed the incident, she says, escaped.
The day after the massacre, the military already released their statement that what happened is that it was a legitimate encounter between the rebels and the military.
New York-based Human Rights Watch says the killings appeared to shift into a higher gear last year when the military started a new campaign against the communist New People's Army. That's when Erlinda Kadapan says her daughter, Sherlene, went missing after men in uniform yanked her and a colleague from a farmer's home in Mindanao in the dead of night.
They were abducted when somebody knocked at the door shouting, "Bring out the two UP students." And then they were dragged to a jeep. And then when they brought the three at the jeep, some of them went back and untied our eyewitnesses. They untied it and warned them not to say anything about what they have seen.
The human rights umbrella group Karapatan says there have been more than 800 extrajudicial killings since President Arroyo took power 6 years ago, and many disappearances similar to Sherlene Kadapan's. An independent government commission and a UN human rights envoy found evidence to support allegations of military involvement in a number of killings. The military denies targeting civilians and has called Karapatan's estimate wildly exaggerated. So does a spokesman for the police task force charged with investigating the allegations. Senior Inspector Henry Libe says over 500 of the cases have been excluded as invalid. 200 more are still under investigation. And just 116, he says, have been judged to have merit.
Now, out of these 116, we have identified six cases which involve elements and paramilitary elements of the armed forces of the Philippines.
In fact, Libe says the police investigation has found the communist New People's Army responsible for four times as many extrajudicial killings as members of the military. Explanations like this one have led critics to complain of a culture of impunity within the armed forces, one they expect to continue. As evidence, they point to the case of Evangeline Hernandez's daughter, Benjeline. Hers was one of the six cases police found did involve elements of the military, and two men were arrested for their alleged role in her murder and those of her friends. Shortly after their arrest, both men were released on bail. They haven't been heard from since. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.